Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Chemtech third quarter 2012 results conference call. All participants are at present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question and answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded November 15th, 2012. I would like to remind everyone that forward-looking statements for the respective company's business, financial condition, and results of its operations are subject to risks and uncertainties, which could cause actual results to differ materially from those contemplated. Such forward-looking statements include, but are not limited to, product demand, pricing, market acceptance, changing economic conditions, risks in product and technology development, and the effect of the company's accounting policies, as well as certain other risk factors, which are detailed from time to time in the company's filings with the various securities authorities. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Ehud Helft of CCG Investor Relations. Mr. Helft, please go ahead.
Thank you, and good day to all of you. I would like to welcome all of you to Chemtech's third quarter 2012 results conference call. I would also like to thank Chemtech's management for hosting this call. With us on the line today are Mr. Roy Porat, the Chemtech CEO, and Mr. Moshe Eisenberg, the Chemtech's CFO. Roy will start the call by discussing recent development within the company and in the market, and will also discuss the outlook. Moshe will give the overview of the Chemtech's performance in the third quarter and summarize the financial results. We'll then open the call for the question and answer session. Before we begin, may I remind our listeners that during this call, certain non-GAAP financial measures will be discussed. These are used by management to make strategic decisions, forecast future results, and evaluate the company's current performance. Management believes that the presentation of non-GAAP financial measures is useful to investor understanding and assessment of the company's ongoing cooperation and prospect for the future. A full reconciliation of non-GAAP to GAAP financial measures is included in today's earnings release. I would now like to turn over the call to Chemtech CEO, Roy Porat. Roy?
Thank you, Ehud. Hello, good morning to everyone. Thanks for joining us. Before I start our third quarter review, please allow me to extend our collective well wishes and prayers to the fast recovery to all the employees, investors, suppliers, and others that were affected by Hurricane Sandy. We are in difficult times in the past few days in Israel. Although very far from Chemtech, I would like to extend our safe wishes to all the families living under violent fire in our south border. Turning back to Chemtech, let me begin by saying I'm very pleased with Chemtech's business over this quarter. While revenues came in the middle of the guidance and did drop 5% quarter-over-quarter, our bottom line of $3.3 million non-GAAP operating income and our $3.6 million positive cash from operations are good results, and we showed very good progress on all metrics, including gross margins, operating margins, earnings per share, and various balance sheet items. The markets we serve are certainly going through some unstable times with limited visibility. We started this year with a slow first quarter, and then things picked up nicely in the second quarter. We did report last quarter that we saw a slowdown in the front end of the semiconductor market, and that we expected that it will reach the rest of the supply chain to the back end of the semiconductor. Our expectations did begin to materialize, and we witnessed a drop in demand already at the end of the third quarter, with very limited visibility to foresee where the market is heading. As we are already in the fourth quarter, we could certainly report the markets we serve are in a slowdown, and it is expected to extend at least into the first quarter of next year and possibly further. However, I do want to exclude a few areas of specific OSAT foundries and PCB manufacturers that are continuing to grow despite the general downturn. The third quarter results demonstrate well our ability to meet our long-term operational model of around 14%-15% operating margins. This while still making a proportionally high level of R&D investments, which we'll continue to make in our future growth engines of Sela and DMD. I would like to provide a closer look at the markets. The semiconductor business in the third quarter was mainly driven by our back-end inspection tools. As I mentioned earlier, the softness we witnessed in the second quarter of the front-end semiconductor markets has reached the back end in the third quarter. We saw softness in most IDM, logic, and major analog players. This excludes specific OSATs and foundries that continue to grow as part of a longer-term plan. As we are already in the middle of the fourth quarter, we do not see signs of improvements, and we anticipate continued low demand for capacity expansion buys into the first quarter of next year. The main drivers that are still generating equipment buys are mainly related to technology in general. The main drivers are still advanced packaging, 3D IC, smaller bumps, through-silicon vias, RDLs, silicon interposers, and various packaging technologies, all trying to enable smaller, faster, and reduced power consumption of packages by building logic and memory together on the same package. All of these new technologies create new challenges for our customers and opportunities for Camtek. I believe Camtek has a unique competitive position in providing solutions for advanced packaging, and as these new technologies mature, Camtek will be in a good position for capacity buys in the future. In the front-end part of our semiconductor business, that includes our macro inspection tool, Gannet, and the X-Act sample prep tool, we had little traction in the third quarter. The transition from a proven technology advantage of the X-Act to a mature tool is taking us more time than we initially anticipated, and the third quarter, we did not record any revenues from X-Act sales. We are still continuing our R&D efforts to mature the product, which will enable us to leverage its technological benefits. We would also like to inform you that Mr. Colin Smith, who was the VP heading the cellular division, has resigned, seeking other opportunities. We want to use this opportunity to thank Mr. Smith for years of dedicated work and to wish him much luck in the future. I decided to take upon myself to oversee the division until it is on a track to meet the business potential. Looking at the PCB inspection business, we witnessed a sharp decline in demand for our products over the past four quarters. However, we are seeing an increase in the utilization of our install base, and customers are now discussing operational plans for expansion. We have indicated before that there was a dissonance between the capacity expansions in the back-end semi side that took place earlier this year and the softness in the PCB inspection side of the business. We anticipated that either the PCB demand would pick up or the semi will drop. Unfortunately, the semi side dropped and the PCB market remained soft. I do want to report that our Phoenix platform is getting very good traction and response from our customers, and it's very positive. There is no doubt that the good acceptance of the system by the market will increase our success looking forward. A short update on the status of our solder mask inkjet printer, or DMD for short. As we reported earlier, Dr. Boaz Nitzan has joined Camtek as VP leading the DMD division. As you know, Israel has a respectable talent pool of professionals with a proven record in the inkjet technology in the printing industry. Boaz is certainly a tap into this talent pool. In the little time he's been with us so far, he's already managed to set in place a new roadmap for the product development that we believe will ultimately bring us to a working solution. We plan to continue our R&D efforts to make this dream a reality. We believe it is feasible and the potential to return is worth the effort. However, we don't expect any meaningful contribution to our top line during 2013. To summarize, we've had a good third quarter. The results reassure our long-term operational plan for higher margins are within tangible reach. On the other hand, we expect the next 2 to 3 quarters to be more difficult, and we are initiating a plan that will come into play in the next few weeks to lower the cost. We hope this plan will align our operational expense with our expected drop in the business. The markets we serve are softening, and we expect revenues next quarter to be between $15 million to $18 million. The guidance range is wider than normal since our visibility is more limited than our previous quarters. I would now like to turn over the call to Moshe to review the financials. Moshe?
Thank you, Roy, and hello, everyone. You can find the results in the press release issued earlier today. Revenues for the third quarter of 2012 were $23.7 million. In keeping with the industry trend, this revenue level represents a decrease of 20% compared to $29.8 million in the third quarter of 2011 and a decrease of 5% compared with $25 million in the prior quarter. Revenues from sales and services to the semiconductor industries were $15.1 million, or about 64% of revenues. Revenues from PCB and IC substrates were $8.6 million, contributing about 36% of revenue. Geographically, China was the strongest region during the quarter, representing approximately 28% of overall revenues. Korea was 22%, Taiwan 11%, and rest of Asia accounted for 7%. U.S. sales were 14%, and the rest of the world was the remaining 18%. I will now summarize the rest of the results on a non-GAAP basis, which mainly exclude expenses with respect to the acquisition of Stela and Printar and share-based compensation. The reconciliation between GAAP and non-GAAP results appear in the table at the end of the press release issued earlier today. Gross profit totaled $11.5 million, or gross margin of 48.5%. This is compared with $13.6 million, or gross margin of 45.9% of revenue in the third quarter of last year, and $12.1 million, or 48.6% of revenue in prior quarter. Our gross margin was on the high side, mainly due to the large contribution of sales to the semiconductors industry in the quarter. Operating expenses in the quarter were $8.2 million compared to $9.5 million in the third quarter of last year and $8.7 million in previous quarter. We are cautiously focusing on keeping tight control over the operating expenses. I know that our operating income break-even point on revenue varies between $21 to $23 million level, and it depends on the product mix sold in the quarter as well as the timing of some of our operating expenses. As Roy mentioned, we have started a restructuring plan with the aim to reduce our OPEX level and bring our break-even point down to be aligned with our expected revenue levels. Operating income was $3.3 million, or 14% of revenues. This is compared to operating income of $4.1 million, or 14.1% of revenues in the third quarter of 2011, and operating income of $3.4 million, or 13.8% of revenues in the prior quarter. Net income was $3.1 million, or 10 cents per diluted share. This is compared with a net income of $2.6 million, or 9 cents per diluted share in the third quarter of 2011, and a net income of $3.4 million, or 11 cents per share in the prior quarter. Cash and cash equivalents and short-term deposits as of September 30, 2012, were $25.3 million, or $18.6 million net of bank loans. This is compared with $21.6 million, or $15.7 million net of bank loans as of June 30, 2012. During the third quarter, we had strong collection, and this, together with our strong profitability, brought us to report a strong positive operating cash flow of $3.8 million. We will now open the call for questions. Operator?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we poll for your questions. The first question is from Jay Srivatsa of Chardan Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. Roy, it looks like the PCB business actually grew a little bit in Q3. And the question is, as you look at Q4, given the guidance, where is the drop-off coming from? From the semi side or on the PCB side?
Hi, Jay. Thanks for the question. You're right. First of all, the PCB side did come up a little bit. But if you compare it to let's say, 2 years ago or further back, there's still, I would say, the PCB is kind of stable but flat. Even our current revenue level and demands, and it doesn't matter how you count it, the number of machines or dollars, it's still low compared to what we're used to in the past. So the big drop was mainly in semi side. On the other hand, I have to tell you that there is a light at the end of the tunnel looking at the PCB side of the business. This is one, we see it in two things. One, utilization. As you know, we follow our probably over 1,000 tools we have installed at different customers, and we follow the tool utilization that's been coming up. And second, if you look at some of the players that are publicly traded are actually guiding up Q4. So it's only the beginning. Some of them will only report next week. But I hope that the PCB side is a good indication maybe to what's coming up in the future, but definitely I wouldn't, you know, cannot tell how long and to what extent.
Right. On the semi side, I know Teradyne guided massively lower, which points to, you know, potential, you know, delay in the recovery in the semi side. What's your expectation? I know you said next 2-3 quarters outlook is pretty bleak. What's your expectation in terms of when you expect the semi market to recover as you look at 2013?
Wow, that's a million-dollar question. I, you know, our visibility right now is probably Q1, beginning of Q1. And it depends on who. You know, if you look at the OSATs themselves, most of them are kind of a hold. One specifically is maybe expanding more than others. I don't think we have that much of a visibility going into next year.
Fair enough. On the DMD side, I know you've been working on that quite a bit. What's the decision point in terms of when you decide to cut bait and when you expect to continue to invest in this business?
You know, I think as long as we believe that we're in within grasp of making it work, we're going to continue the investment. The point in time is no sense looking back. We're only looking forward to where we are in the point of time. I think, as I said before, Boaz came in with a lot of know-how and talent from the printing industry, and I think put us on a new track. I think by next quarterly call, I'll update you guys of where I think we are. I think it's a little bit too early for us to give estimations. But in general, I can tell you I'm very excited and positive on where we're going with this right now.
All right. Last question for Moshe. You mentioned about cutting OPEX to come in line with revenues. What does it do to the break-even number, and when do you expect some of the operating expense reductions to start to hit the financials?
So we did not provide an exact target for that in the call. However, we do believe that we can drop it by about 10% or so. I think it will be in full force in Q2.
Okay. Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.
If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by while we poll for more questions. There are no further questions at this time. Before I ask Mr. Porat to go ahead with his closing statement, I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available on Camtek's website, www.camtek.co.il, beginning tomorrow. Mr. Porat, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Just thank you, everybody, for joining the call. Thank you very much.
Thank you. This concludes the Camtek third quarter 2012 results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.